Wild Thing.
Well, as promised, they're here. Marlene Barrick and Kevin Monahan from Putnam County Senior Services. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. This is your third visit with us.
I love it here.
Pull that mic right closer to you, Marlene. You're so lucky. You got the picture of the Northern Lights overnight.
I did. I braved the cold for it.
What time was that, you think?
Maybe about 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I went out at midnight. Maybe it was overcast, though, where I am in Pleasant Valley. So I don't know whether maybe I missed it earlier or maybe I wouldn't have seen it anyway.
Yeah, no, it was beautiful.
But it's really amazing. So you have a Samsung phone?
I do.
And that's what my wife has. She can, on that time exposure, she can get the image. I think we're up for more of them tonight.
Correct, yes. Yeah. That's what I heard as well.
So there's a very big CME headed our way, and it may be a cannibal CME.
Mm.
Which is, there's like multiple ones and they all combine to one.
I just didn't listen to whatever they tell me.
Well, for years, I recommend this to folks that spaceweather.com, you sign up for their emails and you actually can get Aurora text alerts if you want. I don't bother to do that, but spaceweather.com, and they don't flood you with emails. There's no junk mail that comes along with it, but it just has really interesting information. You know, about what's happening with our universe.
Yeah. Love it.
So a couple things on my mind, Marlene and Kevin, as we head into the cold weather and the vulnerability, particularly of seniors with things like hypothermia and adequate heat in their homes. Who wants to take that?
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, unfortunately, so usually we, you know, we're an alternate certifier for the HEAP program, which is the Home Energy Assistance Program. And unfortunately, due to what's happening in the government, it has been suspended at this time. So that is going to have a devastating effect on those that rely on it for their heating payments. You know, and there's not much out there right now for assistance. You know, there are our local community action program for utility assistance, but for fuel assistance, there's nothing out there right now.
And I guess then it comes down to each one of us individually. If we know people in those categories, how about we check in with
them? Correct. Absolutely. Please check in on your older adult neighbors, family, friends. We're hoping there's a resolution soon, but it is. It's getting cold outside, and we're very concerned.
And it's come on early this year.
Yes.
And I can't believe that. And I would imagine when you go all the way down to Tennessee and to Alabama, Georgia, Western North Carolina, they had freezing temperatures all the way down to the Gulf Coast couple of nights.
My in-laws had flurries down in North Carolina.
Okay.
Yes. it was boggling.
But, you know, I appreciate that you folks are here from the Ulster County, you know, Office for Senior Resources, and thank God you are and that office exists.
Putnam.
What did I say?
Ulster.
Oh, Putnam. Why did I say Ulster?
Against them.
That's weird. Especially since I'm looking at, you know, Putnam County website right in front of me here. But the point is we have to supplement the great work that you do with going back to this personal responsibility, individual initiative.
Right.
That's my theme of the week.
Yes.
Kevin?
So I was going to say that we did find a woman who, she was bedridden, and her heat was stuck on air conditioning.
Oh.
She couldn't get out of bed to change it. And so by going there and having a meal for her and our other services, we were able to at least get her heat turned on.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
She couldn't do it. She couldn't get out of bed to do it.
Yeah.
And that's one of the hands-on benefits of our program, is that we're there to see these people.
Well, Kevin, I mean, that reminds me. I mean, you may have a situation with an elderly individual who perhaps they've lost their partner, their spouse over the last year, and they're not familiar with what needs to be done this time of the year to make yourself winter ready and all.
That's the exact story with this woman, that she actually lost her caretaker, unfortunately, and so we put our maximum level of services in there, and we're able to get her help, and now we're trying to get her on to the next level, because we are a community-based program,
right?
But we're able to connect with other services that can can go the extra mile a little further than we can go. We're kind of the introduction service, and we can help people stay out of a nursing home and stay out of a hospital for a long time. But eventually, people do need more care to move yes. on, and we connect them to that care.
So, just to be clear, Putnam County, and am I correct that it's 845-808-1700?
That's correct.
Okay, 845-808-1700, and Marlene Barrett is director. Come on in, you're the deputy director of the Office of Senior Services. And now this time of the year, in the past, we've spoken about the fact that some of your senior meal programs. Where does that stand this time of the year?
So we're in an exciting time. We're developing menus on a monthly basis right now. We do seasonal menus based on whatever food we can get. During the summer, we get food from Tilly Foster Farm, which is another Putnam County farm. And so obviously that ends in the winter, but we still use fresh homemade ingredients every day. We serve a hot meal 5 days a week, either in our sites, which are amazing, or we have a homebound meal program. And we even have a frozen meal program for people who don't have support over the weekends. We can get them a meal, and they can at least have something to heat up over the weekend. So it's an exciting program. It's a very fulfilling program because you get to see people connect and eat together and have a good time, and it's usually the most important part of their day.
What's nice about this is that I see that the Carmel Friendship Center on the menu today is potato crusted pollock or cheese pizza, brown rice pilaf, steamed broccoli, and orange sherbet, maybe?
It just says
orange, or maybe
so it probably is just a fresh orange.
An orange. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes. Fish Wednesdays, hot commodity, very yes. very big.
I see that next week is mahi mahi fish tacos. Oh, I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not joking about this. The opportunity we spoke before about how important, in addition to the nutritional content, is the socialization.
Absolutely. It's one, you know, they said that it's comparable to what smoking 15
yes.
cigarettes or something. It's unreal, and people don't realize. I didn't realize it had that much of an impact. You know, we all get the winter blues. You know, we'd get a little stuffed in. But if you put it in the perspective of somebody who can't leave their home,
right.
doesn't talk to anybody,
right.
I mean, that could affect anybody, and it has serious ramifications.
It really does.
Yes.
It really does. What other items did you want to come and talk about today? Other seasonal programs that you have that, you know, I mean, I kind of took it. I was worried about the seniors with hypothermia and mm-hmm. all, but you have other things that you want to talk about.
Yeah, so it's also National Family Caregivers Month. So we'd like to recognize those. And a lot of people honestly don't realize that they're a caregiver. You know, there's it's called Archangels, a little questionnaire that you could take, and you know, people realize, well, I'm just helping mom, I'm just helping my neighbor, I'm just doing these things, and you're like, no, you're a caregiver.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a lot of resources and support out there for them, one of them being Truulta. It's a fantastic program online that is, you know, funded, well, it's helping being funded through the New York State Office for Aging. So if you just Google New York Truulta, Truulta, you can get in. It is for free.
Mm-hmm.
And it has little articles. It has little videos of whatever you need. You know, if you're having a difficulty showering someone with dementia, sometimes that can be a little bit difficult. You know, how to deal with somebody repeating themselves all the time. You know, there's a lot of good resources on there. And there's also like a, you know, post board that you can, you know, tack on your,
sure.
your own thing. So it's an excellent resource that I do encourage people to check out.
One of the things, Marlene, is the, because when you say that, I always think about who cares for the caregiver and the need for mm-hmm. respite care sometimes for people who are there. And I think I mentioned this before, years ago when my mom was alive and she had had a stroke and then ultimately lost her eyesight because of diabetes. And she was home. My dad would never think about putting her in a nursing
Correct.
Home. But we were fortunate that we were able to, you know, between my brother and I, to provide a caregiver to go in each day.
Mm-hmm.
And we still had our business at that point in time. So my dad would come to the office and, you know, buy his, you know, bag of donuts on the way and come and have the, he wasn't particularly working. He had the socialization.
Yes.
And,
yes.
and he had that break obviously not everybody's in the position to do that, but finding out what resources are there. Let's take a quick break. Marlene and Kevin will be back in a minute after the Zoll Sports Break here on the Beacon. One of the great songs of all time, Woolly Bully, you know, especially on a cold day, just get up and jump around and run around. But we'll come back to our conversation here in the studio with Marlene Barrett and Kevin Monahan, Putnam County Senior Resource. I said it right that time, Putnam County?
That's where we're from.
Okay. So where do you want to take the conversation? It's up to you.
Yeah, so I just want to mention another program that's also out there, you know, with social isolation. It's called My Rosalie, and it just actually came out. And once again, another grant that's funded by the New York State Office for Aging. Someone can enroll, and it's kind of like a dating app for finding someone to talk to.
There you go.
You know, you get 2 hours a month of talk time, but you basically go on the website, you look up to see, you know, the different people that are on there. They are certified peer specialists. Mm-hmm. And you can look up, is it, you know, someone that wants to talk about grief, they just recently lost somebody, or maybe, you know, financial struggles, caregiving struggles. You know, you can look up at specific topics, find the person that you want to talk to and set up an appointment and just talk with them. And I think that's an excellent idea. And it's on the phone, so you don't have to worry about any tech gadgets like that. You know, just regular talk and having that also that other avenue. So that's that. And then we also have one of our proud programs is called Putnam Pals. And I don't know if we mentioned it last time, but it got off the ground this summer, and it's a fantastic program. So we kind of smorgasborded friendly phone calls and friendly visits together. And we have volunteers that go out to people in the community and just talk or do whatever. And it's been absolutely fantastic, not only for our volunteers, but for people in the community. Actually, the first pairing that we had is, talk about small world. The gentleman, the volunteer, went to the house and recognized the last name. It's like, is your sister so-and-so? They're like, yeah. The volunteer worked with the gentleman's sister for 40 years.
Wow.
I was like, how can you? Sure. And it's just been great. The man is, you know, a nonverbal with dementia. And they go out into the garage. They do woodworking. They watch hockey. They find ways to communicate. Yeah. And the volunteer said he never realized the impact it would have on him. So it helps everybody, the volunteer, the person, the community. So we have that wonderful program. So if anyone would like to volunteer for Putnam Plows, please give us a call.
So that brings up the point, Marlene, that generally on Thursdays I have Andrew O'Grady from Mental Health America, Duchess, on with me. And it comes back to the conversation about volunteerism, that it generally is extremely beneficial on both sides of the transaction.
Absolutely. You know, people, thankfully want to do good in the world, but I don't really think they realize the impact it's going to have on them. They think about the other person, what they're doing for them. And it's just so fulfilling.
Right. Kevin?
Yeah, I was going to say, for a program like Putnam Pals, we do provide training as well. So it's not like we just send you out to somebody's house. We carefully pair people together who have shared interests. And we partner with one of the community organizations in Carmel, and we do provide a full slate of training. So we do look out for the volunteers as well as the client.
Correct.
Complete aside to what we were just talking about, I don't know why this popped into my mind. That's because you were talking about, you know, wanting volunteers. Does Putnam have, not necessarily through the county, but other organizations, like a literacy volunteers program that you might be aware of?
So we just discussed this. We just had our Putnam County volunteer with Irene Politzko, our volunteer coordinator. We're looking to set up a literacy program like this. It would mostly be through the libraries, but we do have volunteers in a lot of the libraries in the county. And so we are actually looking to start a program like this. And this is the kind of program that would need, you know, a person with sort of specialized skills. Like the Putnam Pals program could be anyone who's just personable, but a program like this needs someone who is, you know, has the has the demeanor to teach and has the patience to help someone learn.
And Kevin, I think that's what triggered it, because the literacy programs I've been involved with in the past, they do provide that kind of training, you know, for the people who are interested. And that's what that's what triggered the thought. Well, keep me apprised on it, or put them in contact even to help promote just the idea of getting it started.
Definitely. Sure, absolutely.
It is so important. How do you function in society today? If you don't have the, you know, basic literacy skills, basic financial literacy skills. Right. And Marlene, coming back to you, I think in the past we talked about, elder abuse, and including financial abuse.
It has been, you know, you never want to see something continue to grow.
Right.
And it's just, there's scam after scam, and we keep seeing it. And I got to say, we've been working really closely with our Adult Protective Services and the Sheriff's Department, who have been absolutely fantastic. We're trying to get the word out. You know, it's just, it's been devastating to people, the amount of money that they're getting taken from them. So, you know, not only you have to worry about the scams, but then there's also, you know, people that are closer to home, unfortunately.
You just reminded me, and I gotta be careful how I say this. This came up in a conversation just a few days ago about an individual getting a phone call and wind up disclosing some financial information.
Yep.
Not recognizing that it was a complete scam.
Correct. I would say hang up the phone. If it's United Healthcare calling you or NYSED calling you, you hang up and you call the number that's on your bill or on your card.
Yes.
Because they're not going to be upset with you. You're going to call back. Oh, yeah, no, that was us. Okay, fine. Then you go about your business. Or it's going to be, we have no idea what you're talking about, and
right,
you just saved yourself. So you call the number on your bills. You call the number on your card.
And there's just no end to the numbers of scams, and some of them are sound so legitimate. I think when Dutchess County Sheriff Kirk Imperati was on, we're talking about the phone calls that, you know, an elderly person may have got. This is the police calling, you know, your relative is here in jail, we need, you know, information for bail money.
Right. Yes, and no one will ever ask for gift cards for payments. That's a big one. No
right.
one's going to ask for gift cards for payments. But yeah, no, it's been the calls, the different kinds of calls. And now that they're, I forgot what the word is, I don't know, spoofing, I don't know, or the numbers come up, like it looks like a local number.
Oh, yes.
So
yes,
it looks
yes,
like,
yes.
Oh, an 845 number is calling me.
Yes.
Obviously, this is local. I mean, they can even, you know, mirror an actual phone number. So
yes.
Someone actually said that the number actually came through as, I think, one of the precincts down in New York.
Right.
And so they were like, okay, this is legitimate. They Googled it. They're like, they know better. They Googled the number. It came up as a whatever, you know, precinct, and it wasn't. It
right.
was fake. So,
well, just, you know, folks, be careful.
Correct.
And generally, you know, I will let things go to voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's legitimate, often they will leave a message and then you know who they are and to call back. But even there, you have to be careful there as well. So we're going already to 8:30. Do you want to spend a couple more minutes? Do you have things you need to go over?
Oh, we love to hear you. If you want us, we'll stay.
Sure. let's spend a few more minutes here, and because this is so important, you know, maybe people are just tuning in now. I started out the conversation talking about coming into the winter months and really looking out for seniors. And Kevin, the point that you made about the individual who was not able to get her, you know, heating cooling system reset to the heating season, those are things that are, you know, we just need to keep reinforcing those messages.
Mm-hmm. Help your neighbor.
Exactly. How much time we got there, Robbie?
35 seconds.
Okay. So Marlene and Kevin in, and the phone number again for the Putnam County Office for Senior Resources, 845-808-1700, 808-1700. We'll take a quick break and back here to talk about more about the senior services. And I want to talk more about the volunteerism, the volunteer opportunities that are out there. Back in a minute on Hudson Valley Focus Live on the Beacon. Oh. He's counting down with his fingers. If this were TV, you would see that. Back in a minute. 8:35 Hudson Valley Focus Live on the Beacon on this very chilly Wednesday morning. Marlene Barrett, Kevin Monahan in studio. Marlene Barrett, Director of Office Senior Resources. Kevin, Deputy Director. Medicare season, and with everything in the news and the politics and funding and Affordable Care Act, I think there's a lot of confusion. I'll use the word fear on the part of seniors about making these choices. And
absolutely.
And Kevin, you want to?
So we do have someone in our office. Yeah, this year, I mean, there's a lot of talk about Medicare. There's a lot of confusion going on. There's a lot of talk of the price going up. The plans don't seem to have changed all that much, but the prices changed on almost everything. So we do have a woman in our office. Her name's Lynn Hill. She's our HICAP coordinator, and she's there for a completely unbiased approach to Medicare. She is not paid by anyone. All of these Medicare like reps that are out there, they can say that they're not really representing a certain plan, but they're trained by those plans, and they do get a kickback for signing people up for those plans. And so while they're not bad people, they do have skin in the game to get people to sign up for certain plans.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Lynn has no skin in the game whatsoever. She is a county employee. She works for us. She's fabulous. She knows the plans inside and out. She'll go out of her way to stay on the phone or to meet someone in person for as long as it takes to get people to understand where their health insurance is going, what plans they actually have and coverage they actually have.
And this is the year, as I said to you, Kevin Monahan, if you want to have her even call in one day with some more details on this, and she's certainly welcome to come in, but to make life easier. Because this is the year I think we really need to talk about this. And we're talking about now Putnam County, but other counties have similar programs.
Yes, everyone has a HICAP coordinator.
Yes, and so, Robbie, that's the number one thing we need to do. December 7th is the deadline, so we can devote the next, 3 weeks or so to really trying to help people address this and overcome the anxiety and make some informed choices.
Yes, yeah, everyone, please call your local office for aging. Everyone has, and the HICAP stands for Health Insurance Information Counseling and Assistance Program. So every county has one, and I suggest you do. Because it is, it's people, we get calls all the time. I'm getting all these calls from these brokers and these things, and they're flashing these over-the-counter cards, and you know they say they promise silver sneakers, and you know, but do these plans have what you need?
Right.
You know, there's the regular supplement Medicare, there is the Medicare Advantage plans. What do you need? What are your needs? What are you know? Do you go to the doctor a lot? Do you have prescriptions that are high cost? You know, do you need other types of programs and services? You know, Lynn can help you, and any HICAP coordinator can help people disseminate that and work through that. And she doesn't pick a plan for you, but she will let you know what is available to you so that you can make a educated decision.
And that's, I think this year, it's been several years since I've devoted much attention to the Medicare enrollment period and making these choices. But I think this is the year we need to really ramp that one up because of how much of it's in the news.
Yes.
And this is, there's another side to this that really hit me over the last couple of months, and I'll put it out here now. Just because you have, whether it be Medicare, Medicaid, private health insurance, we still have major areas of the state of New York that are healthcare deserts. You can have the coverage.
Right.
But having a medical provider, Kevin?
So I was going to say that's one of the issues in Putnam County is that it's starting to get better, but a lot of the medical professionals in Putnam County live here but work in the city or work in Westchester or work in, you know, obviously higher paying jobs and things like that. So there's some companies moving in that are ramping up the hospital situation that are starting to get a little better. But there's always room for more. There's always room for improvement. And because people need it. They need it to live. So,
And it really is, you know, even though I've been familiar with this for years and years, it really has hit me over the last several months with all the discussions about the Affordable Care Act and Medicare, Medicaid, that's only a payment mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's not health care.
Correct.
Well, we first met earlier in the year after, you know, my wife and I were in the car accident and I was able to, you know, get treated for that right away and some follow-up care. I went to my primary care doctor for a follow-up a couple of weeks later. So this would have been like the end of April, maybe beginning of May, getting an appointment. This is somebody I've had for years, getting an appointment for the regular physical.
Correct. 18 months.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's horrible.
Yeah.
It really is horrible.
And the fact that we have this huge shortage of, you know, primary care physicians,
right,
made worse because of the regulatory burdens imposed by Obamacare going back 12, 14 years ago. Mm-hmm. That I had the situation, I've mentioned this many times on air, my cousin's husband, Howie, was an OBGYN.
Mm-hmm.
Close to retirement age, but he sold his practice. And this is about 2012, 2014, somewhere in that range. Okay, I'm going to sell my OBGYN practice, but I'm going to stay on with the people who bought me. I'm just not going to deliver babies at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning anymore. Mm-hmm. I'll do the office visits. Mm-hmm. When he then found out how much new paperwork was being imposed on him,
yes,
that's it. He retired. And this has happened thousands of times across the country.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Is there even private practice still around? Because everyone that I've ever seen has been kind of brought under one of the bigger conglomerates
because of the fact that they
can't
administrative
afford to
do it. Overhead.
Mm-hmm.
But the numbers of new physicians we've added in the last 30 years has never come close to the growth in population.
Absolutely.
And the fact that, but when you look at, actually I have a graph on this, when you look at the growth of administrators, mm-hmm, it's like, you know, tenfold the growth in, yeah, but that's where these great big practices,
mm-hmm,
and, you know, being in doctor's offices, you see how many people are there doing just administration versus clinical care.
Oh, yeah. I feel bad for the doctors. My own doctor even disclosed that they have 15 minutes and you better go.
Yes.
They get actually penalized,
yes,
if they get behind or if they don't do certain things. I'm like, that's why no one wants to become a doctor anymore. It's,
yes,
like they're there to help people, not to keep it moving. You know,
and
you can't
again, this is a real sore point with me because it's misunderstood in terms of those rules and regulations are largely being imposed by the federal government. People want to blame the insurance company, but and they're to blame as well.
Right.
But it's the reimbursements from the federal government to the insurance company. What's the golden rule?
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
This is the same thing with, you know, we talked about the high cost of utilities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not far away from where Indian Point used to be. And the fact that when that was a political decision, not a scientific or engineering decision to shut that down. But it skyrocketed the cost of our, which makes it harder, especially for seniors.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Some of the bills are upwards of $1,000, and they're not in that big of the houses.
Right.
People are wondering, where is this coming from?
Right.
But I know you mentioned earlier this morning about the surcharges.
Yes.
What your actual usage charge is, and then you have the surcharges and the other things on it. It's probably about a third bill. It's crazy.
It is. And this year, I had this conversation with the folks from Central Hudson. It occurred to me one day, and who would stop and think about this? You know all those utility poles that go through your town?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know they charge the utilities a property tax on that? $60 million in property taxes just on the utility poles.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and but you never see that part of what's going on behind the scenes.
No.
So it's just, well, that's why I say it comes back to you know, people looking out for people, and I really. Right. Kevin and Marlene, I really appreciate you taking the time to come in and spend time with us here. You know, we do have an audience that tends to, you know, lean older, you know, mm-hmm, people are home listening, and getting this information out is really important.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having us and being a forum to get the information out. So we do appreciate you.
Yeah, and good. And I want to just, you know, I just want to go back 1 second and Kevin, talk again for a couple seconds about volunteerism, if you will, please.
So, I mean, volunteering, it ends up being actually more important for the person volunteering than the person receiving the services. When you volunteer, you get so much out of that process and out of the feeling of being helpful and helping other people, and the joy that comes from it is immeasurable. Every year we have a volunteer recognition in the spring, and the smiles are, every single person in the room is smiling. It's just such a great program. It's such a great thing to go out and help people. And we always need volunteers, from drivers to these Putnam Pals we were talking about, to you know, friends, to, you know, neighbors, anything like that. If you're looking for an opportunity, we've got it for you.
Yeah, we have over 40 places that you can go.
So wow.
We have stations. We have over 40 stations. So we have food banks. Like, you said, the schools, the libraries. We have them all. We have a place for you.
Outstanding. Marlene Barrett, Kevin Monahan, Putnam County Office for Senior Resources. Phone number 845-808-1700. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having us.